Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And I called this person and I said, Joanne, and when she heard who it was, she hung up. And I thought, well, that went really good. And I was trying to figure out what happened. Anyway, within just a few minutes, she called back and she says, her husband had just gotten out of the ministry. Terrible things had happened. They had lost their home. She was living with her mother, nearly 60 years old, living with her mother. And she says, our whole life has come unraveled. We've traveled the world helping other people. And I was just sitting here praying and saying, God, if there is a God, a person who'd been in ministry for 40 years saying, if there is a God, why don't you have somebody call us? Says, I know that we are left our house. I'm with my mother. But you're God. You could have somebody call. You could do it. If you're really God, if you love us, why don't you have somebody call? And I go ring and says, this is Andrew. And she was so shocked, she hung up. But then she called back. And I was able to minister to her. And she says, this is God. You know how that happened? I was praying in tongues. And as I prayed in tongues, God began to start speaking things and revealing things to me that you can't know with your physical mind. Jamie and I felt led one time on the way to Colorado Springs, before we lived in Colorado Springs, to stop in Kim, Colorado, a little town of 100 people in the middle of no place. And we stopped to see these people who had been friends of ours, but we hadn't had contact with them for over a decade. They thought that we were crazy. They tried to turn us out of the ministry and told us everything bad. And there was a rift between us, but we stopped in to see them. There's only 100 people in the town, so we just asked where the pastor of this little Baptist church lived. And so they told us. We went over and knocked on the door. Joseph comes to the door, and when he saw me, he just all the blood drained out of his face. And he just got white and didn't say a word. And I said, hi, Joseph. I said, can we come in? And he just stepped aside and let us walk in. And so we walked in, and Shirley's kneeling around the table. She was kneeling and praying, and she looked up and she turned white. And I said, hi. I said, could we sit down? And they never said a word. And we sat down and I said, is it okay? And it says, do you know what we're doing? It says, we just resigned our Baptist church yesterday. And our whole life is just, everything we've done is destroyed. And says, here we are in the middle of nowhere in Kim, Colorado. And we were saying, God, you're God. You could send somebody, even to Kim, Colorado. We'll take anybody. Anybody. If you're God, send somebody. And while they were praying, a knock comes on the door and they see us. And we were the last people they would have let in. But you know what? God put us together supernaturally and we became great friends again. And it was just awesome. God restored them, got them back in ministry. And you know how things like this happen? You pray in tongues, and as you're praying in tongues, God starts speaking things to you. And I begin to start realizing that it wasn't me praying in tongues and then stopping and interpreting in English. But as I prayed in tongues, I just found out that my understanding would start being fruitful. I would start getting revelation. I'd start seeing things and thinking things. And I kind of just stumbled into this accidentally. But I began to start seeing a pattern. It happened over and over and over. One time, you know, when I first started speaking in tongues, for about the first 2 years that I spoke in tongues, I had doubts that it was really God, because I'd been a Baptist and I'd been told that the devil will give you a demon tongue. And even though I knew it was of God, I still would have these thoughts come, and I wasn't totally confident. And there was a bunch of things happening. Just one of them was I was praying about 2 hours one morning, and I was fighting these thoughts, thinking about, man, is this really God? Is this the Holy Spirit? Or is it just me making this stuff up? And I prayed for 2 hours, and then a knock came on the door. And it was a man that I hadn't seen in 4 years. Hadn't even thought of him. And he was crying, and he didn't even say hi. He just walked in and sat down, and I mean, just started blurting out all of his problems. And back when I knew him, I was still a Baptist. He didn't know that I'd received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He didn't know any of these things. He just walked in and sat down and he started telling me. And my first thought was, oh, wow, man, here's a guy that needs help. And I've been sitting here speaking in tongues for 2 hours when I could have been doing something really spiritual or something. But then my next thought was, how would I have known to pray for this guy? I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, that's who you've been praying for. And all of a sudden, I knew this guy's problems. I stopped him in mid-sentence and I said, let me tell you what's going on. And I told him what was wrong and I told him what was happening. And this guy just was shocked. He knew that this wasn't me. It was God reading his mail. And I mean, boom, like that, he got delivered and set free. And it was one of the confirmations that, you know what, this wasn't just me. It was the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit interpreted it to me. And I had a lot of things like that happen. But see, when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying, but you got to get your understanding fruitful. You don't have to stop and interpret in English and give a word-for-word interpretation. You just have to be inspired in your thoughts. And since that time, I have used this hundreds or thousands of times. When I don't know what to do, I'll just start praying in tongues and say, Father, I thank you that I have the Spirit of God on the inside. I have the mind of Christ. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. I'm renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created me. And when I speak in tongues, that Spirit part of me is praying, the part that knows everything. And so I pray in tongues, and then I pray 1 Corinthians 14:13. I'm praying now that I'll interpret. Father, just give me wisdom. Show me what I need to know. I know that it's in my spirit. I'm praying it out. Now I interpret it. And I do this, and God supernaturally gives me revelation. Now that's subjective. Some of you may think, well, I wonder if it's God. If I had time, I could give you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories where I've done this, and it's proven out to be God. You're just too late to convince me that this doesn't work, because it's already working. I gave this testimony, I think it was this morning or last night, about our building and how we tried to get a loan for 9 months to finish this $3.2 million project, and it didn't work. And finally, when I thought that they were going to have to renew it and we were going to start over, I said that I started praying. You know what I did? I prayed during the day while I was at the office. I had things that I had to do. But then when I went home, I've built a trail on my property. It's a 3-mile round-trip trail, and I built it, and I walked that trail and prayed. And what I did, I started walking that trail, and I said, Father, I know that my spirit man knows what to do. I'm going to pray in tongues, and I'm praying that I'll interpret. And I've got a rock that's got a flat face on it like that. It's just, it's sheer, like it's been polished or something. And I painted it, and I put on that rock, and I said, if you don't, I will. Talking about, you know, if you don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. So I wrote it on that rock. And every time I walk down this trail, I go, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And before I got to that rock, which is 1/8 of a mile down this trail, it only took about 5 minutes. It couldn't have been over 10 minutes maximum. Before I reached that rock, I was speaking in tongues and saying, Father, interpret to me. And boom, all of a sudden, a prophecy came back to mind about you don't need a bank. You've got your own bank. Your partners are your bank. And God started speaking to me about how He was going to pay. And I mean, within 5 minutes, praying in tongues, all of a sudden I had thoughts that came to me that hadn't come to me for a year. And it just solved my problem. And I dealt with it. And because of it, we got this building done. And now it's paid for. And because of it, that building's worth $12, $15 million. And we've got about $2 million that we owe against it. The original loan, but all of the renovation was done, all of the other things. We are in such a healthy place, and you know how that happened? By praying in tongues and God giving me wisdom of a better way to do it. And I asked for an interpretation, and it came to pass. There are some of you that are in a situation where you have needs. And what you do is, oh God, help me. And then you're waiting on an audible voice or a donkey to walk up and tell you something. But you know what? In your spirit, you've got the mind of Christ. And all you have to do is start praying in tongues. And your spirit will pray and intercede for you and pray exactly what you need to know. And all you got to do is say, Father, give me understanding. And you know, there are times that I get really busy and involved with the ministry. I don't go out and get into sin and things like that, but I can get occupied with the ministry so that when I'm in a situation and I need instruction, it may take me 30 minutes of praying in tongues to get my mind to where it'll really center on God and it's not fluctuating and doing things. Sometimes I just live there, and so I can pray in tongues and in a minute or two get my mind stayed on God. But for you, you may have to start doing this, and it may not happen within the first 5 minutes for you. It may take a period of time. You may have to sit there and, for like I said, for 2 years, get to where you do this so much that eventually you get it confirmed to you that you don't have any more doubt. And it may take a period of time for you to get your mind renewed and into faith to where you can truly stay upon God. But this principle is true, that in your spirit, you've got the hidden wisdom of God. And all you've got to do is pray in tongues and ask God for an interpretation. And personally, I believe that this is how Paul got his revelation. Paul talked about in Galatians, he says when he got converted, he didn't go back to Jerusalem. He didn't meet any of the apostles. He wasn't taught this by man, but he got it by direct revelation. He went into the desert and spent 3.5 years in the desert. What do you think Paul was doing? I can tell you, a large part of it was he was praying in tongues. He already had the Bible basically memorized. The Jews memorized the first 5 books of the Bible. He knew the Bible, the Old Testament scriptures inside and out. He had the knowledge in him, but he needed to understand it. And he prayed in tongues. He was praying the hidden wisdom of God. And he says, the message that I'm preaching to you is the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. And he prayed, and God gave him a revelation of the grace of God that today is still impacting lives. It changed my life. It's changing people's lives today.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU16C titled The Wisdom of God in a Mystery when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on this website, we have over, I think it's 7 years worth of television programs, about 10 years worth of radio programs, thousands of programs that you can listen to free of charge. We have hundreds of my teachings that are free downloads. We have news items where you can get videos and updates on our ministries around the world. It's one of the greatest resources on the web. I really believe that. Remember, it's awmi.net. It's available 24/7, and it would be a blessing to you, so check it out today.